USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Cory Booker is suspending his presidential campaign, conceding he no longer sees a path to victory due to a lack of financial resources. Booker says he will instead run for re-election to his Senate seat. Booker's exit from the 2020 race comes ahead of Tuesday's debate in Iowa, where he failed to meet the polling threshold in every approved survey to participate. Attorney General Bill Barr is calling last month's deadly murder at a Pensacola Naval Air Station an act of terrorism.
The shooter was motivated by jihadist ideology. The shooter posted a message on September 11th stating, "The countdown has begun."
The shooter was a Saudi Air Force officer who was part of a training mission at the base. Barr notes that thousands of foreign officers train at U.S. military bases daily. This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The Supreme Court will not hear the appeal of a young woman who was convicted for encouraging her boyfriend to commit suicide. Michelle Carter will continue to serve 15 months in prison. Former Pope Benedict is about to release a book. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The release of the book is considered extraordinary, especially because Pope Benedict XVI had promised to remain hidden from the world when he retired in 2013 and pledged his obedience to the new Pope, Francis. He's largely held to the pledge, although he penned an odd essay last year that blamed the sexual abuse crisis in the church on the sexual revolution of the 1960s. The about-to-be-released book is called From the Depths of Our Hearts, Priesthood, Celibacy, and the Crisis of the Catholic Church, co-authored with conservative Cardinal Robert Serra. In it, the former pope tries to reaffirm what he calls the necessity of a celibate priesthood. At the same time, Pope Francis is considering ordaining married men.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Significant progress is continuing to be made on construction of a border wall between the United States and Mexico. Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan responds to critics who say the old wall is just being replaced and a new wall is not being built.
First of all, it's absolutely a false narrative. Every single mile, it's not just a wall. Brian, you and I talk. It's a wall system. It's got integrated technology, lighting, access roads. You know, if you go out and you buy a new car to replace one that you've had for 25 years and people ask you what you've done, you tell them you bought a brand new car. And that's exactly what we have, over 100 miles. And Brian, look, we had a lot of naysayers for many months saying we were never going to achieve this first milestone by January of this year of 100 miles. And we've done just that. And look, I'd be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to the Army Corps of Engineers who have been absolute great partners in this. And I have no doubt that even with the lower court judicial activism and the obstacles by Congress, by the end of 2020, we're still going to have 450 miles of wall complete or well under construction.
So Morgan speaking there on Fox News. Houston Astros owner Jim Crane has fired general manager Jeff Luhnow and manager A.J. Hinch after a one-year Major League Baseball investigation found the team used technology to cheat during its World Series-winning 2017 season. The Astros allegedly stole signs during the home games of the World Series by positioning a camera in center field. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.